please enjoy what turned out to be the final episode, final show of our East Cage tour. We're talking about the Neil LaBute Wicker Man remake. This is Wicker Man 2006 live at the Gramercy Theater from right here in New York City.
I like the sound of that, you guys.
Chris Cabin, you've been brought here of your own accord.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
We're going to kill him, right?
There's a move.
Yeah, this is the end of the tour. This is what we've been building up like 10 years of this show just to fucking execute him on the stage.
It's my time.
We have a giant Wicker Man backstage we're going to roll out soon.
That's oh,
full,
yeah.
It's full of pigs and shit.
You got one made?
Yeah, and we're going to burn this whole place down.
Yeah, kill us! Yeah!
Yes!
It's a weird thing to cheer for, you guys.
Go with it.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And we are We Hate Movies from right here in New York City. We've been talking about Nicolas Cage for 4 fucking days, man. In the history of bad ideas.
What's up there? Is this in True Detective Season 2?
Like neck and neck.
No, Vince Vaughn.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The Wedding Crasher?
Yeah, him.
Wow.
Oh, wow, you went with Vince.
You know what? Time's kind of a flat circle. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Who was that, George Lucas?
No.
Just checking, man.
We could add the flat circle later in post.
We didn't have the technology to do the flat circle at the time. Really quickly, you guys, how many of you are familiar with the program we run on the internet?
A couple of people.
Very cool. If you're not, like we always say, if you're here for the first time, if you're here on an awkward first date...
You have to fight.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is a give and take. You guys fight for us, and yeah. We'll talk into the microphone.
That's right. Alternatively... we're a comedy show. It's a podcast for the older people. That's internet radio.
It's a what?
Sort of.
It's like a what? It's a pod? Show. It's a what? My drawers?
where we take a bad movie and use it as a jumping off point for entertaining and profane conversation. So really quickly, I would like to know how many, before we announced the tour, how many of you guys had seen this movie before? Fair enough. How many of you watched it in advance of this tour only? Apologies.
You poor souls.
Sorry.
It's kind of a B movie, right?
Get the fuck out.
Right off the bat.
There's an exit there. There's an exit over there.
And
man. How many of you guys would consider yourselves Nicolas Cage fanatics? Yeah. That was the whole thing. Someone said to me a couple nights ago, like, you're doing this whole thing shitting on Nicolas Cage. And it was like, well, but we love him.
Yeah.
Everybody makes bad choices sometimes.
Sure. Well, okay. Yeah. How many of you are Neil LaBute fanatics?
Oh, why boy. The fuck for?
Take it back. Whoever did that, take it back.
What a weird thing to admit in public, man. You guys are brave.
Yeah, this is a remake of that old movie that was about, like, paganism versus Christianity, and this movie is about fucking women. It's like, yeah, this is a whiteboard, it's just women with a cross through it.
Bunch of lying women. Lying, bee-loving, honey-making women.
It's like, let me write 200 pages just to yell the word bitch at the end.
Yeah, just one.
It's just the one.
I think the script note was like, and then Nicholas just says bitch repeatedly. Yeah, how many of you guys have seen the original film with Christopher Lee?
That's good, right?
Damn straight.
Yeah.
And it made sense. Those pagans and stuff, they were pretty cool. Yeah. And I think, like, if the paganism was allowed to stick around, there would have been reformations, and it would be totally normal.
More holidays.
Yeah.
And there's nice, like, folk songs about fucking in barley and fucking in corn going on. It's really nice. It's really nice.
Better? That's disgusting, man. That's like fucking on the beach. You're just getting shit everywhere.
Yeah.
We should have, like, put in modern songs, like Stained. Just get stained in it.
Yeah, we should have gruffed it up a little bit. Like, nu metal up that soundtrack. It was 2006.
I'm afraid to be a bee.
And I feel all the stings.
Etc. And that goes on for a while.
Yeah. We could
it
kind of
felt like it already was going on for a while. Just from down here.
So, a lot of you have seen this movie, right? This is a movie where Nicolas Cage is tricked into coming out onto an island for some reason. Missing child, something, something. He burns to death at the end.
Yes.
I feel like if you're remaking a movie with a famous twist ending, the move, and I could be wrong, but the move is to not do the exact same twist ending. Just maybe.
You've come here of your own accord to a continental breakfast.
No, these donuts are stale! They're stale!
Otherwise, it was pretty good. I'll give you 5 stars on Airbnb.
So in this movie, Nicolas Cage is he's a chip. He's part of the California Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he has a little bit of a traffic accident, which you just saw unintentionally, one of the funniest things you'll ever see.
Is he living in Stephen King's Maine? Like, this is a major...
I think it was the road from Pet Sematary.
It's a major trucking route in the middle of this fucking highway.
Not only that, it's like a ghost truck. Because if you watch that scene, it's just like, where the hell did a truck come from?
That was the first and last self-driving truck. They're like, we're going to try it out. It's going to be great. We're going to cut the trucker's throats financially. Oh, no, it killed a wife. A woman and a man.
Or did it.
Or conversely, did it.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Did anyone notice Aaron Eckhart at the beginning of this movie for no reason?
He's just sitting at that truck stop bar having coffee, and he leaves immediately.
Well, I kind of feel like he was like, he texted Neil to be like, hey, man, you want to get coffee? He's like, yeah, sure. I'll give you coffee. And he's like, oh, fuck, am I in a movie?
No, dude, and that's the thing. I think they filmed him quitting. He was like, oh, wait, fuck it. I don't need this. It's 2006. Batman 2's right around the corner.
But, like, he has that, like, cop friend, the guy that's like, oh, man, this letter seems messed up. Make that Aaron Eckhart as opposed to no one.
I bet you Neil LaBute still wanted to put him on the poster.
Oh, yeah.
And Aaron Eckhart as diner patron.
Come on, Aaron, just do it for me. Come on, buddy. I got a disaster on my hands here.
Well, he was in that other abhorrent movie where...
In the Company of Men.
Yeah. And your Friends and Neighbors. Good poster, bad movie. And that poster makes that movie look really important, but it's not.
Does this movie count as good poster, bad movie?
No.
This poster's awful, man.
Yeah.
This looks like a Rob Zombie album.
And?
Similar to the 13 Ghosts remake, it's all just a blurry face.
Remember that one?
It had Tony Shalhoub in it.
He's writing tickets, and this girl throws a doll out, and he picks it up, and he's like, hey, lady.
He picks it up like Mad Max on the highway, just like one arm off this bike.
It's a risk he didn't need to take.
Let me take my life into my own hands for litter.
Well, this is after he's picked up a Tony Robinson tape.
Oh, right.
By, like, a guy who looks like Paul Giamatti shaved. It says, everything's okay.
Shouldn't have shaved off that beard. I look like an idiot on my own audiobook cover.
You have to love yourself first. You have to love yourself first.
Trying to take my own fucking advice.
And, you know, he pulls the lady over and he's like, hey, you dropped this. And, like, the girl's like, oh, thanks. And throws it out again. And, I mean, I know this girl is, like, 3 seconds away from exploding. And I think that that's wrong.
Or is she?
But is that bad? I don't know.
Is what bad?
I just think
a girl exploding?
She might deserve it. This is 2 times in a row.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
When she throws it out the second time, she's like, I threw it out for a fucking reason.
And the mother says they're moving, and it's like, you're just being bad movers then. Like, come on.
Roll that window up.
Well, yeah, it's like that, this little girl would be a fucking terror at Applebee's. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. We'd get stuck right next to her, too.
Sorry. That's what waiters do. Pick it up. You know, that kind of a thing.
And then you're working for tips.
And then a truck comes through the Applebee's.
Ghost truck.
But yeah, it hits them, and he's like almost going to get them out, and then it explodes, and he becomes Ghost Rider. And
well, you know something's up for a second, man, because that girl doesn't even try to get out of the car.
Yeah.
She's like 3 inches away from him, and he's like, give me your hand! And she's like, mm-mm.
It's
you come in here
way.
To me.
Now, am I crazy? They appear at the end of the film during the wicker ring.
Dude, spoilers, man.
You saw the movie. So it's just like, how did they get out? Are they spirits?
Magic. Like,
yeah, I guess David Copperfield is part of the whole thing. There's a lot of mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe David Blaine, like a little street magic. That was street magic, technically.
Highway magic.
Highway magic.
The same thing, but a little more intense. More explosions.
So he's like off the force. He's like taking some R&R a little bit. And this female patrol woman comes up. She's like a friend of his. She does the rudest thing I've ever seen anyone do coming into someone's house. She comes into his house and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not really accepting visitors. And there's a bottle of pills on the desk. And she just goes, are these helping? And I'm like, whoa, that's so rude.
He's like, yeah, my dick is fine. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I take it once a day, and then I can go whenever. Like, yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
It's so rude. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, letter from your divorce attorney, huh? Well, you're in some hot water.
You're not a vampire. Inviting you into my house doesn't let you do anything you want.
Wow, this alimony's high. She's screwing you. Yeah, you're right. That's so rude. I never noticed it.
And it's like basically he's just taking some time off. He doesn't know if he's going to come back to the force, you know? And like
he's acting like a teenager. Like she's like, yeah, dude, are you okay? And he's like, well, I can't quit the force. My dad will hate me.
Like, dude, yeah, what is he being like haunted? Because he says, my dad would hate me. So that dude's dead.
Oh, no, or my dad would kill me. I think that might mean like, you know, he's
if he ever found out.
Yeah, I mean, he might be around. It's like my dad will kill me if he sees my.
I thought he came from a long line of dudes who got wicker man.
Oh, really?
My dad was burned in effigy. Yeah, I'm half wicker man on my dad's side. So it doesn't count. It's only if it's your mom.
I was birthed in a tub of honey.
Oh,
that sounds pretty good, actually.
No, it doesn't. Again, fucking on a beach, man. It's everywhere.
I meant eating the person that's burned in the honey.
Oh, like a seasoning. I see.
Yeah.
Like a honey chicken. Honey chicken's delicious. Right?
Interesting.
I mean, why is Summer Isle not more discovered? I mean, this honey sounds amazing. It's artisanal, local. Well,
also,
Guy Fieri would be there by
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, you think? Oh. Diners, yeah. Drive-ins, and dives?
We're rolling out going to Summer Isle where they're making a bombing hot honey chicken.
This bowl of bees is kicking.
Oh, no, they're breaking my legs.
I'm cooking up hotter than them tater tots.
They're burning me without seasoning me first.
There's no avocado in this bee helmet.
Good thing I always keep donkey sauce on me.
Wait a second. These flames aren't on my shirt.
I think I just figured out how you make this movie better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets a letter from an ex-girlfriend of his. It's like, hey, my daughter is missing. I know you're a cop. I know it's been so long. You probably don't want to hear from me, et cetera, et cetera. But can you come out and see what's going on there, man?
Biggest red flag of this, Steve.
Oh, what's that?
This letter is totally written in, like, calligraphy.
Yeah.
Do you ever get, like, a handwritten calligraphy note asking you to go somewhere? That's a hard pass.
What if it's the Oscars? What if it's the Oscars?
Not in calligraphy, man. That's printed out.
I don't even trust cursive anymore. Not at all. Like, what?
It's just because you can't read it.
Yeah. To Winton? No, thank you.
Well, it's also on, like, parchment that, like, the Declaration of Independence was penned on.
Oh, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal this letter to Summer's Isle. Secret map on the back to the honey. B marks the spot.
And he kind of futzes around. Like, he goes, he asks his friend, like, hey, could you... I guess he goes all the way to the police force just to be like, yo, dude, I'm going to be gone for a couple days. Literally no one's going to miss me.
The guy goes, The guy goes, hey, man, are you back? He's like, nope. And the guy's like, all right, well, police business to conduct. Please leave.
She's going to do an illegal investigation two states up.
It's totally out of jurisdiction. This is insane what he's trying to do.
I'm going
to
expense it. That's okay, right? Meals and hotels.
So he gets on a ferry, and he's going to go there. He's in Washington. Now, he kind of tries to leave his buddy a message then. He's like, you're probably going to laugh about this. Oh, no, I don't have service. Like, yeah, do that 2 days ago.
Well, it's 2006, man. That cell phone cuts out real easy.
Yeah, it does.
There was a cloud that went over. He lost the signal. This ferry ride starts my favorite part of this movie that comes up a couple of times, the totally unnecessary hallucinations he's having. He keeps seeing this girl get rammed by this truck. And it gets funnier every fucking time.
He has, like, nightmares in DVD menu. Like, it's all, like,
yes!
Pale white. It's, like, scenes from the movie that you've already seen.
And he's not even hearing, like, what's going on. It just says, like, special features cast bio in the corner, and it's...
I have nightmares about that first X-Men DVD, man. It takes a while to get anywhere. It's a bunch of doors opening.
Man, thank you. I hated that. You know, you guys remember what we're talking about? It's like you just want to fucking watch X-Men, and you got to solve puzzles?
Or the season... I want to say it's like the season 2 Buffy DVD. Yeah, really. It's... You go through a fucking graveyard, you're going like a hayride to watch a goddamn episode.
Well, they had, like... I had the box set of all the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, and it was like... Oh, you want to watch part 3? Navigate your way through a haunted house. Fuck you, play it!
I'm already kind of drunk. This is not helping.
The Simpsons ones where, like, you selected it and then they danced for, like, 20 minutes? That was longer than the episode.
So, yeah, he sees this girl.
Old man rants about DVDs.
You know that dead art?
Art?
He winds up to get to the island. He has to bribe like a harbor pilot there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And this is his main business. Yeah. Is bringing things over there, and he's like, "Can't take you over there." He's like, "How about $100?"
Deal. Yeah. Yeah, I'll throw my livelihood away for 100 big ones. That island where men disappear all the time. Why not?
Cage has a dumb line, though. He doesn't say $100. He's like, how about for my friend Mr. Grant and his twin, Ulysses? Wink. Do you get it, pilot? It's $100.
He just forgot which one was on which. He thought it was $200 he was getting there.
And that
was like, oh, wow, $10,000? Why, shop it!
I've never seen this many $5,000 bills.
And it was that line that made me realize this whole, like, 4 different Nicolas Cage movies in 4 days was a fucking dumb idea. Because the second I heard him say the name of a president, I just started thinking about National Treasure.
Sure.
I forgot what movie I was watching and had a fucking seizure in the living room.
How about for 2 clues to Ulysses S. Grant's treasure?
And he gets there, and, like, this guy's like, all right, man, but be cool about it. And he narcs on him immediately. Like, there's this lady who's like, well, what are you doing here? No one's allowed on this island. It's private. And she's like, oh, did that harbor pilot do it? And he's like, yeah.
And then they're holding this bleeding sack
of something.
And it's, like, moving around. He's like, oh, what is that, a shark? Which, first of all, what? And
yeah, that's his first guess, shark.
And he's a policeman coming there to investigate a murder out of jurisdiction, and they're like, oh, yeah, look in the sack. It's fine. Just look in the sack. And he's like, oh, okay. Oh, wait, no, it's scary. Oh, spooky. I'm old. And he doesn't look in it.
Dude, listen. You're a police officer investigating a missing girl. A bunch of fucking hillbillies roll up holding a sack that's twitching and dripping blood.
Well, I'm looking for a girl, not blood. So... I can't be her.
And his whole thing is, well, I don't want to look foolish. It's like, dude, it's an investigation. Investigate. Have egg on your face every so often.
He's hiking up this hill, man, to get from like where the pilot dropped him off. He's sweating right through this piece.
I thought it was going to come off, slide right off.
But and this investigation skills, this is why he was writing speeding tickets.
Yeah. Well, the piece we should talk about, because we talked about it every night. Well, it's a different piece every night. It's been a different movie every night and a different piece every night. But the interesting thing is we noticed this time around that he has a credit, his own credited hairdresser, which is clearly like the person that like shaves the rug off of the floor and puts it on his head. But it's also interesting because like clearly like that has to be someone specific in a black room. Like, oh yeah, Nick's going to do his hair real quick. Yeah, we'll be filming down there in a second. Like they say an incantation to get it on there.
Like a black room, like the lights are off, like they're doing it in the dark?
Yeah, or just like a curtain so no one can see what's going to happen.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, this is back to what we pointed out with the film Knowing. This is a piece with no sideburns attached. Was that extra? I don't understand. A person with no sideburns, it's very unnatural. If you're buying a piece, shell out for the burns.
I think it's because he's riding a bike a lot and it's a little quicker. A little more aerodynamic.
That makes sense.
Oh, I see. On his gas-powered motorcycle.
So this first encounter with the shark beast or whatever is in that thing.
Just a sack of jelly, dude.
Begins, like, every person he talks to, he's like, well, I'm here to investigate the mission of Rowan Woodward. And they're like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, she's not here.
They're so bad at lying to him.
Everybody, but, and about everything. It's not just the murder.
We don't know. I don't know. I don't see anybody. Yeah, but he's also, like, he gets belligerent immediately. Like, he's a little annoyed with the sack scene, and then he goes up to, like, the inn, and he's like, you get a fucking room or what? And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's the problem, man. I think that's, like, the labuteness of it all. Yeah. He's just, like, instantly rude and just getting in these women's faces. And, you know, yeah, the barmaid serves him mead. And, yeah, it's the grossest beverage of all time. But all they had.
He also looks around the room. He's like, oh, must be ladies' night.
Yes. Oh, right. You know what? Shut up.
And he kills a bee in this scene.
Oh, yep. That's a big no-no.
That's homicide on the island. That's what they care about. Little girls, men, they can die.
Oh, no, you killed a bee. Oh, no, you smushed a bee.
Somewhere there should have been a crossover of this movie and that movie.
It would make sense. Maybe that was the bee killed.
Oh, Barry B. Benson was murdered?
Yeah.
There's no reason I should remember the name of Jerry Seinfeld's bee character.
But it's like, maybe...
Where is that in your mind palace?
What's a mind palace?
Mind palace.
Mind palace, like sure.
Oh, mind palace.
Mind palace.
I thought you said my pals. Like, well, a website. Like, these are my pals.
Isn't that like a kid's show on Netflix?
No, that's what we're renaming the podcast.
Mind pals.
Well, I just like the idea of like a cute little bee movie is going on, like animated thing, like, oh, we gotta make all this honey. And you zoom out and it's the fucking Wicker Man. Like, it's like two movies at once. One is about like this cute thing. Oh no, a honey shortage.
Oh, but my God, it's a giant Wicker Man.
So he finally meets up with this lady friend and she's playing like they're all not listening to me. They don't believe me. But everybody knows you're just watching the Wicker Man. Like, she's in on it.
And, like, she's, like, noticeably younger than her, but they're pretending they're the same age, which they do in all these movies, where it's like, oh, remember when we used to have those times when I was 19 and you were 38?
Yeah, she's, like, title-era Fiona Apple looking and Nick fucking Cage.
She looks so much like Fiona Apple. It was disturbing.
Turned out she's just some Australian actress who hasn't done much.
With the last name Behan.
Oh, do you think that's what landed her the role?
Yes. They wanted to put as much bee references as possible into this movie. If you didn't notice, the truck stop waitress called Nick Cage Honey.
Yeah.
I think he's called Honey multiple times.
Wow. Yeah, it's a brilliant screenplay.
Bea Arthur was supposed to have the Ellen Burstyn role.
Oh, shit. Better movie. Yes.
That would have been awesome. I love Ellen Burstyn, but I love Bea Arthur more.
Ma, you came here of your own accord.
Hey, that's another couple where The old lady was younger than
Arthur,
right?
Estelle Getty was younger than...
Wow.
Ma, you're blowing smoke on the bees! She'd be drinking the whole time. Absolutely. It would be great. I mean, Ellen Burstyn's outfits are a little less weird than the shit she wore on The Golden Girls, though.
Wasn't Bea Arthur like a bartender in Star Wars?
She was.
Yeah, in that holiday special.
Holiday special, right? You guys like that.
Before you were done asking the question, I definitely just heard some dude go, yup!
See?
It's that kind of room, man.
These are internet radio guys, gals, and...
They know about the Star Wars holiday special.
I mean, I just feel like the trick of this show is like waiting for them to finally talk about Star Wars.
Well, we teased it with George Lucas. It was foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get there.
So Nick Cage is in the hotel, and Lily Sobieski is there.
That's a stretch, dude. It's an inn.
Is it an inn? Okay.
It's certainly not a fucking hotel.
It's a Westin. No, it's not.
She's credited, by the way, in the end credits as Sister Honey.
Who, Lily Sobieski?
Yeah.
Cool.
But you've got to be like a chosen one. If you were like, they all have like plant names. There's like Sister Rose, Sister something or other.
Well, Sister Honey was born with BD Chlorians.
Dude, just please note to the exit signs at all times. Someone went, God damn it.
That's what I'm going for.
You're riling them up.
So, like the teenager that Nick Cage is, he goes into his room and he doesn't find his Paul Giamatti tapes. And he starts screaming, where's my tapes? Where's my tapes, Mom? Where'd you put them?
Hey, who went through my stuff?
They're listening to my tapes and making fun of me.
It's also this.
I'm holding that for Tony.
The spoiler alert, the whole thing is like, you know, it's all a lead up to killing him at the end. Yeah. But, like, I guess the idea is, like, oh, yes, the ritual must be, the Wicker Man must be 50 feet tall, and he must be, the guy that goes in there must have had sex with one of our women earlier, and this, that, and the other thing, and we have to fuck with him for 48 hours.
Dude,
just in increasing amounts, just whatever. Oh, take his tapes. Like, why?
It has to be, because this is the most roundabout way to fucking kill someone. I've ever seen.
It'd be so much easier just be like, oh, dude, just come on in. Like, you know, oh, why don't you meet your daughter and just hang out for a couple of days and then kill him.
I think they're still building the Wicker Man. They're like, stall him, stall him. I would like a movie just about the building of the Wicker Man. Like a Rogue One of the Wicker Man.
What's that thing over there? It looks like it's 2 feet or something. Is that, what is that? Nothing.
Ah, shit, it rained all night.
We're going to pull it back. Oh, man, it's cherry wood. That's going to look like shit.
We planned the date. It has to be May Day, May 1st. There's no rain date. It's got to be rain or shine. How's it going to burn if it rains?
All right, tell the pilot to bring us gasoline. Oh, fuck, we killed the pilot.
Oh, man, the way they kill the pilot is so weird. They, like, cut off his arm and stick branches in it. And it's also in his mouth.
What is this, Titus Andronicus? What
else? Yeah, they fucked that dude up, man.
Towards the end of the movie, you realize, oh, this was all set up from the start, from the very beginning. So the pilot was doing what they wanted him to do.
Yes.
They just kill him anyway.
You know what? It's just bad practice. It was a test. Nicolas Cage not only was the Wicker Man the whole time, he was also a secret shopper. And for that pilot, nobody knew. And because he failed, that's it.
Oh, no, the district manager might be coming. Undercover boss of... this island.
I also love how, like, this guy has, like, got sticks in his eyes and all this shit. Nicolas Cage is still, like, reaching for a pulse. It's like, yeah, you're good, man.
Oh, he might be okay.
You can eyeball that one. He's dead. And, like, this is, like, the sort of increasingly, like, he goes to bed and, like, he hears noises. There's so much of him, like, messing around in barns in this movie and, like,
he almost falls through this creepy barn. Well, he kind of does. He hangs on, though, which
he's
is impressive.
He's kind of fighting this barn.
Yeah, this barn kicks the shit out of him, but he tries his best. This is the fourth straight movie where he falls through, like, a floor and pulls himself back up, and I was like, there is no upper body strength in Nicolas Cage to pull that off.
Rocky VII, he's fighting a barn. Get over here, barn. I'm going to kick your ass. Where's the broadside?
You don't have to fight that barn, Rocky. We have money.
No, I gotta do
you
it.
You can't
I
win.
Gotta
it's,
do
a,
it.
It's a wooden structure.
All my other furniture is gone. I got nothing left but the storage in the bar.
Rock, put on these hay gloves and get to work.
That barn was forged in hell, Rock. You got no chance.
Ooh, Hell Barn. I like that movie. A
bunch of evil Amish put it up.
It was a barn forged in hell. Hell Barn. Starring Nicolas Cage.
It would work so well. Pitchforks, right? That's right out of hell.
That's right.
Often found in barns.
Often found in hell and barns.
Do you think hell has a lot of barns?
I think hell is mostly barn-based.
Yes. Lots of hay.
Hell is very old. We know that.
Yes, mm-hmm. For sure.
From the books. So, there would...
That's just the one,
guys,
right?
Hold on a second. You guys read the hell books? Really good. It sucks that they changed it so much in the TV show towards the end of the season. So.
Yeah.
He gets breakfast the next day, and he's like, hey, Goober, where's the honey?
Dude, this might be the rudest he gets. He's holding up one of those cute little, like, honey bear containers, you know? And he's like, I thought you made your own. What is with this store-bought shit? And Lily Sobieski's just, like, happening to walk by, and she's like, this isn't a restaurant.
And he notices that there's all these, there's a wall of pictures, and he's trying to get his daughter up on that wall. No, he's got, there's this wall of pictures, and...
they're pictures from the festival.
The previous,
fertility.
Yeah, right? Previous festival.
No, not fertility, of harvest.
Oh, harvest?
Sister Beach says that, like, the fertility festival is far too sacred to take pictures
of. Oh, right, you cannot photograph it.
No, you can only put it up on Pornhub.
That's right.
No, the best picture is the one from 93 when the Spin Doctors were there.
Yeah, Summer Isle used to have these really cool, like, music fest.
Yeah, sure. That's
music
it.
Music fest.
That was it.
Some of them don't go long. Some of them just end right there. And so, like, at this point, like, Lily Sobieski is like, she's doing this thing, like, take me with you, which, again, I'm like, is this the con, or is she actually trying to leave? Or
that would make this movie interesting if someone wanted out.
Yeah.
But she's also just fucking with him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like being the only sober person at a party where everyone's really wasted. It's so annoying. And then you're just on the other side of the screen watching that happen. Makes it even more annoying. This movie's annoying to watch.
It was pretty hard.
Well, but Cage is getting increasingly more and more annoyed and frustrated because everyone's lying to him.
Wouldn't you be?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the schoolyard scene, he gets really, really pissed off because basically they're like, okay, I'm going to go see where Rowan took classes. And it's...
Took classes?
Yes.
Rowan Atkinson.
She's taking classes at the Learning Annex. Taking classes.
And it's Molly Parker in a room full of younger girls, and she's like, hey, what is the essence of a man? And, like, these two girls at the same time are like, phallic symbol. And he's like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, he's just, like, creeping in. It's amazing.
Do you know why the two girls say it at the same time?
Why is that?
Because they're one set of, like, nine sets of eerie twins in this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I also read in the IMDb trivia that...
Correct!
That...
there was a real tongue twister.
Folks, calm down. That his name is Malus... Male, phallus, together.
Oh, yeah. That's just great writing. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And, like, you should pull Molly Parker out. Like, can I talk to you for an investigation? And in the middle of the class, he erases her whole board.
Oh, my God. Just to write the name. The name that he just fucking said. Why does the spelling matter?
Do you know her or not? Like, oh, that took all day. And this is a scene from the original one where there's a bird stuck in a desk.
In the original one, it was a beetle, which was I liked better.
You like the beetle over the crow?
I do. There's a beetle running around a little nail and shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's
like
right.
The maypole. We don't get enough maypole in this.
There's
not nearly enough.
We see one in the background. Not enough. Not enough.
And they've already done the ribbons.
Oh, so the maypole was like invited there. Like, oh, sorry, your scene was cut.
It was like Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You like, see the maypole leave.
Featured extra, the maypole.
So are the kids going to turn me around, or how's this going to work, Neil?
Sorry, just ran out of time. But they open, the bird pops out, and he's like, who would do a sick thing like that?
Well, he freaks the fuck out at these kids.
Well, it's like a really weird, he's like, what? Like a real mystified, like, what? What? It's
wouldn't
like
you
a freak
be
out.
A bird flew out of a desk?
I'd be screaming my head off. Wouldn't be saying, what?
Then he looks at, like, her little roster, you know, and the names right there. And he turns to the rest of the class. This is, like, the best line in the movie, I think. The best, like, non-B line, right? He goes, you little liars! And he's, like, pointing at all of them. And then he turns around and you're the biggest liar of them all.
Like a baby. Yeah, like a total fucking baby. You're the biggest liar.
At this point, Molly Parker's like, look, that girl died, but it was totally regular. It was like a regular death.
It was a regular old, she'll burn to death.
Yeah, that happens to kids sometimes.
What and is like, with that line where she says it twice?
Oh, no.
Because she's like, he's like, what happened? She goes, she'll burn to death. Yes. And he's like, say again.
And then she said burned, like, past tense.
Past tense, yeah. Right?
And then, like,
it comes to nothing, surprisingly.
But Ellen Burstyn is behind, like, watching this interaction. Ooh, good fucking with him. That was good. I like that.
Ooh, like nice brain teaser.
And, like, basically, and again, like, he runs into another Molly Parker, and she's like, oh, what? And that's it.
Yep.
It's just two of them.
That's it.
It's another eerie twin thing. And she goes, or he says, like, oh, didn't I just see you? And she goes, no.
Yeah, this movie.
Cut.
This movie's like the only thing creepier than a woman is two of them.
It'd be great if they were like, didn't I have black socks? Why do I have yellow socks? You came in with yellow socks. Like, ooh. Bees. And like basically he keeps going back to the mother whose name is Willow. Willow Woodward, related to Bob Woodward.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's not.
All right.
I think he would have broken this wide open.
He could have, yes.
Well, she had to go into exile because Nixon was hunting her.
All the Pagans' Bees, dude. That's the name of the book. That joke worked for like 10 of you.
Yeah, it's fine.
And you know what? I'll take it.
Yeah. And yeah, what'd you get?
Yeah, and like, you know, basically, like, he keeps going back, and he's like, well, how did she die, and this, that, and the other. He's like, I don't think she's dead. I think that they took her, and blah, blah, blah. And they go and they visit her room. It's got, like, a creepy, eerie, like, help me sign underneath the desk.
It's a dense etching of help me and sad emoji faces.
It's fucking awesome, though, because he's like, did you see what's under this desk? These are some disturbing doodles.
You got nothing else to do on Summer Isle.
Help me get me a television set.
Every house is full of disturbing doodles. That's probably pornography there.
She was drawing pornography?
Well, maybe not her, but other residents for sure, right? Oh, I mean, they don't have it, right? Do you think they have pornography there?
Definitely.
We're not going around the room. We're not going to do that.
No.
I refuse.
One at a time, we're going to introduce you. Say your name, and if they had pornography there.
We'll pass the mic around.
And we're going to
all be here for 4 hours.
You can also add what kind you think they had.
It's all just sepia photos of naked women with bees on them.
Yeah, dude, it's all bee play.
Well, we should talk about the men of the aisle, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're these dudes that I have their tongues cut out, I think?
Maybe. It's like
I think the mouths are full of bees.
Oh, you think
all the time?
They're all the time.
That's where they're keeping them.
I think that's their curse, is their mouths full of bees.
Do you think it's human honey they're making? Like these dudes are shitting out honey or something?
Yeah, they
that's not how honey is made.
Well, if your whole body is a hive,
yeah, no,
I think it is.
No, they vomit it out like the fly.
Okay.
I don't want this company's honey anymore.
But it's royal.
And one of my favorite scenes is when he kind of takes a nap on this dock.
Oh, yes.
Like, he's trying to find the harbor pilot so he can use his radio and this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, well, this is as good as anywhere else to take a nap. And he does. And he sees Rowan under the water, and he, like, jumps in to get her. And she's dead, and he wakes up in a fright. And he's like, wow, that was messed up. And then he looks down, and she's on his lap, dead. And he goes, oh. And then he wakes up from the dream, finally goes, God damn it. Like, he stubbed his toe. It's an amazing delivery. It's fantastic.
But it was crazy, dude, because that was when I synced up with the movie, because Cage and I said it at the exact same time. Oh, God damn it! Because you don't need a fucking fake out in this movie. That's the middle act, is just all fake outs. It's like, oh, go down here. Oh, it's a fake out. That's a fake out, too.
But this is where you also get the sexiest part of the movie, though.
Oh, what's that?
Because he gets sick and tired of waiting for this pilot to come back. So he strips down and swims the 4 feet to this plane.
It ain't bad.
It's just it's, Cage it's and wonderful. His boxers. Ooh, those little chicken legs.
Digitally added hair as it's going.
It just gets out, he's waving.
I mean, that's the thing. There's some, like, underwater Cage in this movie, and that shit is hanging on for dear life.
And, like, basically, as it's going on, he's asking all these questions, and all, like, he's meeting all these people. He meets Francis Conroy of 6 Feet Under. Oh, that's right. He gets stung by all of the bees, which is
all the bees. Every last one of them.
And he's allergic.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's like Macaulay Culkin and My Girl.
Yeah.
He would have been the Wicker Man had it not happened.
Yeah, that was the Wicker Kid.
Yes. They were running a long con on him, and it was eventually going to get up there.
Disney's the Wicker Kid.
Is Ellen Burstyn his mother?
Oh, that could work.
What's a better movie, this or My Girl?
I guess My Girl, but I haven't
Are
seen
you
it.
Sure?
It's got a funny death in it, right?
Yeah. It's a good one.
I mean, this one's funny too, but it's only in the unrated version where you get that the bee helmet.
Right.
Bee helmet is great, by the way.
Oh, important detail, by the way. She lets slip that this girl is their daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and he's like, that's information that could have been useful way earlier. Because, like, right when you wrote that fucking calligraphy letter.
Also, everything is bullshit, so who cares in this world?
Because if you're doing this whole bullshitting thing, dude, don't you want, like, the guarantee right there in that letter? Like, we had a daughter. Oops, she's also gone missing.
Yeah.
Then he's definitely coming. They're playing too fast and loose with this scam. It bothers me. It's sloppy as shit.
But they also do this thing. Well, I would do some math. I'm like, oh, I was engaged to someone 9 years ago, and now she left in a huff. I haven't seen or heard from her since. She wrote me this letter saying her 9-year-old daughter is missing.
And, yeah, and if he knew that, he could have... If he knew it was his daughter, he could have really put it to his friend in the police department, like, listen, put out an APB on this girl.
Man...
This
your booze only make him stronger.
It's true.
Eric, stop it or I'm going to call the FBI.
No, you can't do it too.
No, we can't have two. We got
only one asshole per show.
I've been converted.
He's with us now, Andrew. He's with us.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, actually, Cabin, you just fucking took the crown, man.
Wasn't half bad.
It's worthless.
So, yeah, he meets Frances Conroy. She's like the island doctor / amateur photographer.
But he's also getting his face all up in these beehives, knowing that he's got the allergy.
Yeah, he's got that old-timey bicycle, and he's running right through the hives.
Yeah, it's like,
it's a death wish.
Go around them.
There is just something really funny about Nicolas Cage using a bicycle for conveyance through this whole movie. Because it's like demeaning. Here he is. He used to be a motorcycle cop. Now he's on fucking the same bicycle that Walter Matthau rides in IQ.
And it looks like he doesn't know how to use it, really.
No. Of course not.
Well, I think he's shivering from all the bee fear he has.
Bee fear? I have that.
Do you? Okay.
Who likes being around bees, man?
Beekeepers.
No.
Jerry, that I feel is like a glutton for punishment kind of thing.
By the way, some of these women in this commune have these beekeeper outfits. They just look like Jawas.
They do.
Oh, my
like
God.
Like Jawas and cardigans, which I'm way into. It's like a really relaxed Tatooine, man.
It's like Jawa Christmas photos, I guess, would be the idea.
Yeah, there's like reindeer on them.
We call it Life Day.
All right, pardon me. Well, do the Jawas celebrate Life Day? I thought that was for the Wookiees.
Well, I think maybe everyone does, right? But Jesus Christ is not Jesus Christ is not canonical to Star Wars. I went through the entire Essential Guide to Characters. He wasn't in it.
Can't even say Happy Life Day anymore because not everybody celebrates Life Day. Whoop-de-doo.
Didn't he give life to IG-88?
No, C-3PO.
Ah.
Oh, wait, no. Anakin. See, I'm confusing Anakin Skywalker with Christ now.
People are slowly filtering towards the exit.
Or the bar.
That's plenty of Star Wars. Thank you. Just about enough Star Wars.
If I do it slowly, they won't notice.
Which is true. And yeah, so like he finally meets Ellen Burstyn, and she kind of lets it. She's kind of giving the idea of the whole situation with this island and all this stuff. Because what happened was settlers went to Massachusetts, Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh.
And they were like, uh-oh, the witch trials. Let's travel 30,000 miles west.
How many miles?
A lot. Okay. I know it's less than that. I'm well aware it's less than that.
I thought they got lost or something. That's part of the story I missed.
Where they went in circles for a long time.
Yeah, and for a really long fucking time, yeah. Well, this is the part of the movie where she has to give all this like expository dialogue in case someone hasn't seen the original.
But she does not give a shit about this movie.
No, nor should she. Nor should she.
Yeah, she's like, I was in The Exorcist. I'll just read your shit.
Yeah, I won a fucking Academy Award. Fuck you, Neil LaBute.
And yeah, they went to Salem, and then we came here, and we made some honey. Yeah, you're still hanging out here, even though you just got stung by bees. There's bees flying all over him during this casual conversation, by the way.
And he's smacking at him left and right, and she's not getting offended like that barmaid did. Like. One or the other movie. Either they're mad when you kill bees or they're not.
And he's trying to get her television set for heroin. Is that what's
going on
in the scene?
Yeah. It's Nicolas Cage and Marlon Wayans. And they're running around.
Oh, great, Mom. Your TV's on wheels. Let's roll.
Oh, Edward. I'm so happy you came over. Would you stick around? I got some toffee for you and Jennifer Connelly.
I'm going to be on television with the bees.
Does this ferry go to Summer's Isle?
No, you're doing good. The cops are a good organization that you should work for, yes.
In any event.
There's four guys making fun of the saddest movie of all time.
And she's like basically, she's like letting him know what's going on. She's being very like elliptical and like, but she doesn't tell him anything. He's like, well, what about the men? She's like, they're useful in some ways. I'm like, which ways? Like, are you having sex with the men on that island, or do you have to go elsewhere to have sex with them? Like, how does that work?
Well, when they're attacked by Sky, the men can shoot the bees at the plane.
I do not think their mouths are full of bees.
Well, then you're a fool, Steven.
Can you imagine, though, just for 2 seconds?
Okay, all right.
Steve, just imagine.
One, two...
Shut up, Eric. You're watching this movie, and like the dude in the little like seaplane flies over, and Ellen Burstyn's like, turns out he's a traitor. And then like four of these gruff, voiceless motherfuckers just roll up, point their faces to the sky, and just go. I mean, Cabin's onto something. It would be stupid city,
sure.
But population me, man. How awesome would that be?
It would work. I think it would work.
I've been proven wrong.
Steve, I'm just saying we'd still be talking about this movie's victory at the Academy Awards to this day. This very day. 13 years on when it swept the Oscars.
And he's like, hey, can I exhume the body? Is that cool? And she's like, no problem. It's not fucking there.
Right. She has, Ellen Burstyn has such a baller fucking move at the end of this scene. And it's something I now like wish to do. Like, I'm going to look for a moment when I can do this. She wants to end this conversation, right? She's had enough of talking to this guy. She just goes.
He's Nicolas Cage, wouldn't you?
She just goes, your conveyance has arrived. And then this weirdo just wheels the bike out. This guy looks like if Richard E. Grant ever played a pervert. And it's just like, get the fuck out. Like, in the most polite, baller way I've ever seen.
Well, the thing is, you need to have an estate to do that. You need, like, you can't just
step
like...
Step one, get an estate. Okay.
Yeah. You can't just be like, get out of my apartment, man. That's not cool.
Hey, Steve, your conveyance is here.
What, my Uber? Great. Yeah. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
Or, wait a second, though. I called you an Uber, right?
That's kind of...
But I didn't call an Uber, right? I did. This conversation is done.
I guess the men are supposed to be the drones of this colony, since they don't talk, right. They don't have their
own
thing.
She's like referring to it as our colony.
You only see them do manual labor, like stacking logs. I don't know what they're doing with that.
They stack them so they can fall over.
They're making a wicker man.
Oh, right, the wicker man.
You stack the logs, you lift them up, now you got yourself a wicker man.
Is it just wood? Isn't wicker supposed to be better than wood?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a good
point. I don't know what wicker is.
Now, look here, Sister Summer Isle. You didn't tell me you needed a door on this wicker man. This is going to be a whole nother 2 days. The festival's over.
Hold on, how many goats? Oh, jeez. There are so many goats of this wicker man at the end, and I'd like to think that there is, like, a goat Wicker Man movie also going on. Like, all goats have to get there on their own accord kind of a thing. Like, it's like, oh,
please
then, like,
help me.
Oh, man. A goat gets a letter from his ex-girlfriend who's also a goat.
And all the sheep are acting weird when he gets there.
Exactly.
And that Our daughter's been kidnapped. Kidnapped.
There it is.
That's the
there
one.
It is.
All right, it was more clever than any of mine.
No, it wasn't. Man.
Yes, it was.
Oh, please. Huh? Another inappropriate thing. He goes through, like, the doctor's office, like, in the back room, you know, after she leaves.
Oh, I love this.
And there's all these, like, fetuses and jars, like, all these pickled babies and whatnot.
All the wrong Ripleys from Alien Resurrection are there for some reason.
Well,
stewing in honey, I guess?
No, it's just, he just goes to that bar in the Brooklyn Alamo. Like, you go right past it.
Oh, right.
But, like, it's like Craster's Keep here. Like, they're taking all the boys and putting them in jars. Craster's Keep, right? Huh? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, north of the wall, right?
Oh, some Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah.
Got it. Just say Game of Thrones. Then I'll know to be quiet.
Game of Thrones.
It is like the thing in the Game of Thrones.
By the way, this doctor also is like, well, yes, I also am the photographer for the Harvest Festival. And photography was taught to me by my mother. And her mother before her. Like it's passed down trait.
From time immemorial, we have been photographers. That's pretty great. But when he leaves this doctor's office, after getting, I think, no information.
Sure, he gets no information the whole movie.
Right. He comes out, and Willow is standing there, and he's like, hey, I think I have no leads. But he promises, like, oh, but I'm on to something, I think. It's like, it's going to happen. It's right around the corner. I can feel it. But first, let's just start making out for no reason.
Why
like,
not?
He gives her a kiss, like, mwah, it'll be okay. And then he's like, say, that's familiar. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
And actually, that also happens in the Goat Wicker Man as well, is the goat goes to the goat doctor's office, gets no leads, and now a goat's making out with a sheep. That's exciting.
Is the one goat 3 and the other goat 12?
Yes. That also works out.
Okay.
So at night, he digs up the body. It's not a body, actually. It's a doll. This is the famous How Did It Get Burned scene. Which is fantastic.
And you know what that amounts to? Nothing.
But
she says, I don't know. And that's the end of it.
But he's acting like a guy that's looking for something really specific at a Duane Reade. You know what I mean? He's like, where are the walnuts? She's like, I don't know if we sell. Where are the walnuts? Where are the walnuts? Like, it's a fucking pharmacy, sort of. I don't know.
Also, the answer to how did it get burned is fucking fire, idiot. Drone strike. That's what got it.
Unless it could be a dragon from that popular Game of Thrones program.
But it's like only the face is burned and like if you think the girl got burned with right. this doll, that doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah, no.
Someone just burned a doll off of, you know, its face's doll or doll's face.
If the girl went up, the doll certainly went up as well, yeah. I would think.
So someone's burning doll faces. Big deal.
You pitching a new Batman villain?
There's no hobbies on this island. You'd be burning doll faces.
We teach all sorts of hobbies here on Summer's Isle. Honey making, photography, doll burning.
Excuse me, photography is for my mother and me only.
Fetus pickling.
That's mine too.
Are they eating it, you think?
Oh, come on.
No,
come on. People have eaten fetuses. Come on. Grow up.
I need to grow up. That's what's gonna happen.
Uh-huh. What do you think happens at the Harvest Festival? You're not eating them?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is I do need a little bit more of the Harvest Festival. You know what I mean? Like maybe some of the songs,
it
some of the
be
games.
A scene, you know? Yeah. I mean, I guess it takes place in autumn and this is May 1st.
Yeah, everyone's kind of hot.
It's the one game. Burn the sap alive.
He winds up going to a crypt, and like again, this is just a sick prank that is played on him. He's like, "Oh man, I see her sweater under this water. Let me get inside some water." And they like kind of like lock him under there overnight, like he's a freshman on the swim team something.
He is a wet cage in a wet cage. Yes, it's fantastic.
That's true. Astute observation.
Yes.
It's very true.
And he's in there for 12 hours. Did he turn to Aquaman?
No, but he does have some more hilarious visions of that girl getting hit by the fucking truck.
But I do believe Nick Cage thinks he can talk to fish.
Oh, definitely.
100% on that one.
Yeah, isn't it some more sick DVD menu nightmares, which are fun?
Yeah.
At one point, it's amazing. He's having this nightmare. It's like the last one I think he has. Where the female patrolman comes and she turns into a bunch of bees.
Oh, right. She explodes into a swarm of bees.
And I'm like, that's the movie that I want. Similar to your like Harbor Master problem. Like, yeah, like maybe at the end, Ellen Burstyn is like, but I've been bees the whole time.
Oh, it's like a bee Dracula.
Yes.
That'd be really cool.
She opens her cloak. The it's a mask.
Yeah. And then I have all these bees.
Oh, yeah. Look out, Charles! It's your newest nemesis, the Stinger! And it's just a mutant that turns into bees.
There's got to be at least one.
In X-Men history?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so this is when he gets out, and this is when he's really pissed off. This is when he starts punching people in the face.
Anyone who gets in his way. It's a punch party.
It's just like, dude... Because he does the innkeeper.
Yeah, Sister Beach gets punched in the face, and he takes her bear costume, which is really cool. House Mormont, right?
Actually, before that happens, he goes into Sister Summer's Isle's house.
He's like, oh, yeah, here we go. This is what I wanted to talk about.
It turns into the bee shining for a little while. Like, it's just like him opening doors and weird shit's there, unexplained, totally.
First door. There's two doors. Gotta talk about them at equal length. They're both equally fucking stupid.
Okay.
First door he opens. There's a dude in this bed, totally nude, just covered in bees.
No, bee stings.
Bees and bee stings. It's like a bee sting fetish guy.
The stinger's so big.
But he's looking at him like, you could close the door, asshole. Like,
I ain't done yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
hey, man, it's McKink. Close the door.
This ain't the bathroom, buddy. Keep looking.
Six more stings and I'll shoot. Get out.
Get out of here. I'm not into wasps.
Nice. Yeah.
Now I feel left out, for there are no more bee puns to make.
I don't know. I'm sure we'll find something.
And
but then door number two.
Door number two is just a naked lady laughing.
I thought that'd be the bathroom.
Where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom in this Dwayne Reed? Where is
the can? How do you find the can?
I bet that's filled with bees, too.
And they're like, sir, we just don't let people... How do you do it? So it's just a naked lady sitting on a stool with a bunch of bees on her.
Laughing at him.
Yeah.
laughing and lying.
Well, I guess it's like the idea is like he's now overdressed. Yeah. He's now like viciously overdressed.
Oh, I see. I do love his wardrobe in this movie. He's wearing like this tweed suit the whole time. Like when he gets like nude on the dock and then swims for a little bit and then comes back, he puts the entire suit back on.
He doesn't get nude. I wish he did.
No, I know. Yeah, sorry to. But then, like, when he fucking sleeps in that sewer, and then he comes mm-hmm. back up, the suit is all on again. Hey, man, it's okay to let the tie go.
Yeah.
It dries fast, too, right? It's
yeah.
like supernatural. There's creepy stuff happening on this island.
He commandeers a bike, which is fantastic.
Get off the bike! Get off the bike! And then he pulls a gun on this woman. Step away from the bike!
It'll get me there 1.5 times faster. I'm going to point a gun at you.
It gets back to the inn. He punches Sister Beach. Yeah. And then Lily Sobieski comes in. And he kicks her.
Oh, yes.
And it's like Hadouken. She flies against the wall and cracks all the pictures.
They have a Kill Bill fight out of nowhere. It's like, what are you talking about? That does not... Yeah, there's like she's punching. He's like she's taking punches, giving them back to him.
There's some bad post-production work here because she jumps on his back and there's like, I swear to God, like a tiger growl. And she makes some like heinous high-pitched noise. Before the kick, though, a chop to the throat.
Yeah. Oh,
man, save something for Kill B Volume 2.
See, I told you, Steve.
Yeah. Just had to wait.
You just wait, dude. He was going to get fucking stupid again.
That's what people want.
There's all kinds of stupid insect jokes I can make, Steve.
Please do not.
They like stupid.
It's kind of amazing because this one woman has, everyone else has like just like kind of your regular old masquerade masks, but this woman like takes it really far and has this entirely full bear costume. It's like, Glenda, come on. You're showing us all up here.
Well, there's a real confounding conversation between her and, like, the dock lady. Because the dock lady's referring to murdering that pilot, and she's like, oh, hey, sister, what's her, what's the bear lady's name?
Sister Bear Lady.
Sure. She's like, hey, Sister Bear Lady, I did that thing we talked about. And she's like, oh, good. And then this lady's like, so, I see you'll be fitting back into your bear costume again. And she's like, yes, once again. To which this woman goes, soon you're just going to be a family of bears.
Well, no,
what the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's like a fat joke at her expense. She's like, oh, you let your bear costume out again this year? And she's like, come on, man.
Well, Sister Bear Costume herself goes, every year, this bear costume gets a little tighter.
I'm self-conscious enough, I'm dressed like a bear. I don't need to be a fat bear.
The best thing about this bear costume is it looks like the masturbating bear from the old Conan
O'Brien
show.
Yes, it does. It does. 100%. They wind up, he's finally at the festival. The Spin Doctor's canceled this year. It's a real bummer.
Even Sister Hazel pulled out.
They would fit so well.
I know. It would have been perfect.
And
well, the Spin Doctor's pulled out because that dude had been dead for 25 years.
I think he's alive. Spin Doctor's guy or no?
Who am I thinking of?
Are you thinking of maybe Alice in Chains?
Well, that dude's definitely dead.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain?
That dude's also definitely yeah. dead.
Who else is dead? Chris Cornell? People.
Oh, I'm thinking of the dude from The Blind Melon.
Oh, right.
Because of the bee costume.
Oh, no. That would have been great. In the
Yeah. They should have played, but that dude's definitely been dead for 20 years.
In the...
Not Dr. Spin.
In the bee
Dr. Spin.
In the bee thing, in the bee hotel room there, the third door should have been the Blind Melon video. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
Door
she's just in there dancing.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, she's all grown up, and it's like, oh, this is just sad. And he kind of closes the door.
You think she ever pulled that out, like, as an adult, like, at a Halloween party?
Oh, for sure. No, I feel like the movies, you just never talk about it. Or you talk about it, but you can't do it ever again.
The Nevermind baby, that dude talks about it all the time.
Is he like naked in pools a lot?
So he pulls up to all the conventions, dude.
Hey, you put a dollar in that pool, I'll go grab it.
Hey, Gary, do your pool tricks.
Wait, are there alt rock conventions? Yeah. Grunge
sure.
conventions?
Yeah, it's in like the parking lot of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Get your picture with John Popper, $71.
It's called ponytail gating. Yep. No, it's dumb. It's dumb. It's so fucking dumb.
And at this point, there's a fake out because Rowan is about to be burned, and he, like, this is when, like, Cage makes his move and unties her, and they kind of, like, go through a fake kind of chase scene for a little bit here.
He yells at somebody right around here, "You have my permission to stay out of the fucking way."
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. He gets cell phone service for a second, and then he doesn't get it anymore. So
totally pointless.
Yep. Yep.
Totally, totally. This movie's like an hour and 45 minutes. It could have been a hot 90.
It could have been 13 minutes. It's just the beginning and then the burning. That's it.
You're right, because you shouldn't take this roundabout way of fuckery to just kill this guy.
Yeah, just start with the extreme misery scene and then go from there.
Yes. And, so then she runs off and leads him to the back to the pack, and now it's, oh, my God, you've come here of your own accord, right? That whole bit?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and she's, you know, basically kind of laying it out, like, all of this has been preordained, and the lady from the inn is like, "We all wrote that letter." And I'm like, "All of you?" Like, too many cooks, man. That's why that thing is just like, it's all over the place.
The letter R is finished. Pass it to the next person. Okay, now you do the O and go back around.
It would take forever.
That would actually be brilliant if they did that, because then no handwriting expert could ever pin it on anyone, right?
That's true. Or it's just like, "We need you. I need you urgently." And then someone's like, "Oh, what if you said, like, really fast?" I was like, "Oh, God, they have that argument for an hour."
It also looks like a ransom letter that you made from different magazines if a bunch of people are doing it.
That's what it should have been. Mm-hmm. That's what it should have been.
All from Honey Weekly.
And is that not real, dude?
It's, no, I don't
dude,
know.
Is that real?
It's real, but it's not about what you think it is.
Fair enough. Then I'm not interested.
And, you know, it turns out the little girl was in on it, and Willow was, everyone's in on it, basically. And all these people start taking off their masks. I've seen this movie 4 times, and I never realized that the patrol woman was in on it the whole time.
You know exactly. Why? His cop friend from the beginning of the movie that, like, was the nosy Nelly that looked at those pills, she was in on it.
You can't tell, because everyone is fucking blonde. Too many fucking blonde people.
There was man, whoever just shouted why, if you think we knew, would we be fucking up here?
I think she's in on it because it's like, "Oh, there was no stamp on the letter I got. So I guess it makes sense. It's good writing."
Well, it's
it was hand-delivered by her.
It's a Neil LaBute movie, so even a female cat has to be in on the plot at the end of it.
Goddamn female cats, too.
And the little girl from the beginning is there. Everyone
and the mother. They're both there.
Right, the people you thought exploded.
And Sean Penn comes in with a birthday cake and gets shot.
It's from the David Fincher film, The Game.
But it's kind of like, I don't know how they pulled off that highway stunt. That's the most aggressive stunt they've ever pulled off.
That's straight up magic, dude.
I want a whole movie about that, because that is really something, you know? Like, there's fire in the car he sees, unless he's taking those pills beforehand.
Oh, maybe
he always had those pills.
Right? They spiked his coffee. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah, the diner.
He was just tripping balls the whole time.
Or was Francis Conroy driving the truck?
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
It's a long-haul trucker.
No, dude, a bunch of bees were driving the truck. You see, like, a bunch of bees steering it, like, tons of them? And then
we've,
like,
trained our army of bees to drive this big rig.
A swarm of bees turns into a foot and pushes the gas.
Oh, that's it. The bees airlift the girl and the mother out.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Much like the fan man.
Yes, this makes all the sense now. All right, now it's clear.
Now it's clear.
So they knock him down and they break his legs. Ooh, that hurts.
Now this is where we diverge theatrical cut and director's cut. Mm. One. Yes.
Different cuts!
One is way more hilarious than the other one.
Yes, for sure.
And it's not the one I saw when I saw this in theaters alone. Who saw this in theaters? James Franco? No, he's in it, sir. He didn't see it.
He never saw it.
Wait, did any of you guys see this in theaters?
No.
No, not at all. Not in a million years.
I was smarter in 2006, believe it or not.
There's drugs and outside to do.
Chris Cabin, he does outside. Oh, he does outside well. Oh, that Chris Gavin, he does outside.
Intensely.
He do outside good.
You see that hole in the ground? Chris Gavin was here.
So in the theatrical cut, it's like this helicopter shot of like the little festival, and you just hear Nick Cage like, "Ow, my leg! No, my legs are broken." But in the director's cut, you see like this misery-esque like sledgehammer scene. Everyone's, "Oh my God, what?" This wave of surprise that came over everybody.
Your left leg represents the last harvest, Curse Splat. And the right leg represents all the honey we're gonna get. I can make some honey, Mark. These stupid women up here telling me I can't make some honey. Gallagher can make honey good.
Okay, okay, well, you know what? We're going to fill his mouth with bees. We can't take this yes, anymore. Holy shit.
That makes
Holy
sense.
Holy shit.
Gallagher can do outside.
And then, of course, the bee helmet, which is just...
amazing.
Why would you cut this from the theatrical version?
I don't... Like, doesn't make it an R-rated movie. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. There's no point to this
no
movie.
No one's coming either way, man.
Exactly.
Who cares?
You're going to sweep the Razzies no matter what.
It didn't, though. That's the shocking
part. Oh, no.
This was nominated for 5 Razzies, and it lost all of them.
It got shut out by Little Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes total sense,
then. Yeah, maybe rightfully on that one.
Never mind.
And it's a helmet with they funnel... And I don't know what this is for. I don't know, like...
It's for pouring bees in someone's face.
Did they do this to the goats?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like a goat-shaped one, though. You know, there was like a snout and room for the horns and whatnot. And
it was just a can.
Oh, my God, that goat's allergic to bees.
You never know, right?
You do never animals, know when a goat is allergic
we're like
to
We're like animals,
bees.
Right? Yeah, yeah, so yeah. Animals should be unique like that, too. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, Francis Conroy does have that weird line when he gets stung by all those bees, and he's like, "Oh, did you use my EpiPen?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "No, stupid medicine. We did it the old way." And I'm like, "What, sucking on it?" Like, he's allergic to bees. How did you stop
we
that?
We siphoned the sting out of it.
It's got a little bowl full of stingers.
And this is, yeah, he's screaming. They go in his eyes. They go in his mouth. And it's like, it's fantastic. It's just the best.
Yeah.
And he's screaming, "No, not the bees. Oh, big boy, not the bath."
Well, it turns into a Nickelodeon show all of a sudden. You know, it's like, what would you do? It's like, here come the bees, and I'm like, no,
you can't be that on television, dude. Yeah.
I got tricked into going to Double Dare.
Mark Summers pops out. Mark Summers aisle.
He could also film Unwrapped there, where he talks about sweets.
Here's how they make the honey on Mark Summers aisle.
Okay, Edward, you can come out of the Wicker Man if you can find the ribbon in his nose.
Yes!
Oh, my God. I would have watched more Nickelodeon if they were burning kids. I'd be watching it today.
It would have been like Nick Arcade, like you die in the game, you die for real.
Oh, right.
Like, well, Timmy, you lost on the magic carpet game. It's time to get thrown out back and buried alive.
Okay! Yay, children's television!
And, you know, he gets stung all over the place, and then Francis Conroy does give him the EpiPen, because he's like, "We need you alive." I'm like, then why'd you sting this man with bees?
Again, dude, we're just fucking around.
Yeah,
we kind of planned that before we knew you were allergic, but we still really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
We do it every year.
In reality, when he gets the knees knocked out, he's just gone.
Yes. Yeah, so
and if I was still, if I'd be screaming, "Isn't that enough? Haven't you done enough to me?"
Because you know what it turns into? Remember in that first Austin Powers movie where the gag is Will Ferrell falls through the floor?
Yeah.
And he won't fucking die?
Yes.
That's what this is. No, now both of my legs are broken. Now I have all these bee stings. Here comes anaphylactic shock.
And the Wicker Man shows up, finally.
He waltzes in.
Love that
Much
guy.
Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, no, I thought
into the movie.
I thought about a Wicker Man.
We used to build Wicker Man.
by the lake at Camp Aconda. Andrew knows way too many useless lines from Ghostbusters.
Burned alive all my relatives.
And, you know, he does do his best impression of the original movie. Oh, God, no! Like, he's doing the exact kind of thing. It's kind of great.
Oh, God. Oh, my God!
That's what it is.
That's what he does.
Which, like, what is that, right? Is that one for the fans?
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, he screamed like other guys scream. Good movie. Me like movie now. Scream good. Scream sound like other scream.
And I appreciate that there's a Wicker Man pulley system. They pull him up. And there's just a goat smoking a cigarette. Like, yeah. Ex-girlfriends, man. It's just me, the wicker goat.
It's a living. So this little girl sets him the fuck on fire. Man.
His own daughter kills him, which
is
pretty cool.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
He's screaming the whole time. Here's something, though. You don't get, like, any shot at all of him catching fire.
Well, yeah, you can't.
Why not? Again, who cares either way?
Yeah, all right.
No one's coming.
You want to see that piece get set on fire, right?
That goes first, man. Yeah. That's flammable. Just like if it's too hot outside that catches on fire.
Oh, no, that's what it is. Like, they do the bee sting thing. It's like, oh, my God, this can't get any worse. They rip it up. It's like, not the bees! No, not the bees!
I was thinking more when everything else is burned and just the thing floats down onto the pile of ash. Much like a Naked Gun movie.
Yeah.
So he's dead.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he's long dead.
Yes.
And if you watch the director's cut, that's blissfully where it ends. If you watch the theatrical cut, it continues for another, like, fucking 10 minutes. Because we get, like, a 6 months later situation. And it's like, I don't know, San Francisco or some shit. Doesn't really matter. Yes, sir, James Franco. We're fucking getting to it. Are you James Franco? We didn't fucking forget, man.
That's the freaks and geeks section, dude. It's, people fucking love it over
there. It's more likely it's the Ritter boy.
Oh, Jason Ritter's here tonight?
Yes.
So Sister Honey's at this bar, Lily Sobieski.
Right.
And she's a honeypot here, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Because she's luring men... But you can't boo everything.
Yes, they can. They're right. They paid for the ticket. The thing is, this opens up the idea that, like, this shit's going on all the time, and who has the energy?
Not only that.
Like, you have to go out. You have to get in, you have to, like, date someone for 8 months, then, like, leave them at the altar, get pregnant, do the whole thing, and then 20 years later, burn them in a
Steve,
big fucking dude.
It gets more specific than that, because James Franco said that he just graduated from the police academy.
Oh, what? They have to be cops?
This island.
It's in the pagan bylaws, dude. You gotta fucking execute a constable.
Summer Island hates cops, because they're like, hey, man, we get the fucking news here. And I just want to know the police academy with James Franco. Like, was he with Mahoney? Did he get into some hijinks?
It was just him in Hightower, man.
Also, how specific is this? Like, oh, man, I'm also allergic to bees at this bar. Just casually letting you, the audience, know.
I think it's that specific. I think it has to be, it's like this checklist they have.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Franco's wearing a piece, too.
Yes. Well, not yet. You know it's going to come.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably there already. It's just a good one. The guy's got money.
And so she's like, oh, where are you going when you leave this place? And he's, well, home. And she's like, oh, home. When you go, will you take me with you? And he's like, oh, cool. Like, we're going, you know, have some relations possibly.
No, right? But you know, it's a scam. Someone's going to, like, hit you with a tire iron once you leave. Like, dude, don't
In
do that.
In that moment, he doesn't care, though, man. He's not thinking scam. He's ready to get it on. And the last shot of this movie in the theatrical cut is Lily Sobieski in a close-up laughing. Again, doing a terrible job.
Sure.
At hiding the fact that she's about to wrong this person. And she's, like, kind of smiling. And then you hear, like, they crank the levels on bee noises. And I was like, does she have some in her bag?
I think she's also made of bees.
Oh.
Like, secretly made of bees.
Yeah. And she's at the hippest candied bee restaurant in San Francisco.
And then just in case you forgot, Nicolas Cage was in this movie at some point. He just starts screaming on the soundtrack. But all you're looking at is Lily Sobieski, and you're hearing bees
Cheese and Nicolas Cage screaming.
I had the stupidest thought once when I watched this. I was like, wait, I know it said 6 months later, but is this like, is James Franco Nicolas Cage young? And Lily Sobieski's Willow? No, it's not. It's a dumb idea.
Lay off the pipe, man.
And Jason Ritter would be Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's actually, Jason Ritter has more screen time than Aaron Eckhart.
Somehow.
And that's the end of that movie, Bliss.
Yes.
It's unfortunately dedicated to Johnny Ramone.
You know what?
I bet he was really happy about that.
Yeah.
I want to be sedated, folks. It was right there.
Wow. Wow.
I just can't.
Oh, Eric, I want to be your boyfriend.
All right. You were always my boyfriend. I tricked you. And now we're going to burn you, because we're at the end of the movie.
That's how we started. We should finish.
Come on out, Wicker Man. You know what? Missed opportunity at the end of the credits, by the way, where your ASPCA thing has to come up. How about a nice, fun little no bees were harmed?
No, they can't do that because they definitely were.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely were.
Hey, if I'm signing on to this movie, we're killing real bees. Real bees. Before I ask the guys on this stage, let me throw it to you guys. First, how many people would recommend this movie to a friend? Okay, Wait, your part's coming. Who would not recommend this movie to a friend? I think tonight the recommends have it. Just saying.
And I agree. I would too. It drags in the middle. It's totally nonsensical. But literally, those moments of him getting stung by bees are worth their weight in bee gold.
Yeah, I would say watch the unrated cut. So I'll say yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a one and done for me. You have to see just to know that it exists.
Right.
But never see it again after that.
I give this movie about a B.
Yeah. No, so would I. That's right. No, I'd recommend it. Not only for the bees, though, but for him jogging in that bear costume. Yeah. So much of this movie is unintentionally fucking hilarious.
Oh, but he did that thing, like, he came out later, he's like, yeah, the movie's supposed to be funny.
Oh, no, you cannot backtrack.
When I tripped in math class, that was on purpose, so you guys are kind of laughing at yourself.
That time when we were in gym and I was stuck at the top of the rope we had to climb and I peed my pants, totally a gag.
When you guys booed me, I meant that to happen.
Yeah.
So we're going to start wrapping up here in just a sec. But we're going to thank you guys for coming out. You've been awesome. Okay. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Thank you. And thank you, B-Guy.
Oh, fuck, I didn't even see that.
I didn't see this. Someone
Stand up, B-Guy.
Someone is dressed
Stand up.
In a bee costume.
That's fucking awesome.
This is the man that's here to kill us tonight.
Six Emperor B-Rannis. Oh shit.
That's that.
He just screamed the thing that the Joker screams before he murders Eckhart.
Yep.
Another quick question. Is there a Paul Bauer here?
Oh.
Stand up, Paul. Paul Bauer. Introduce you to Paul Bauer. Paul Bauer has attended every single show this week. Round of applause for Paul Bauer. That is some insane shit, man. There he is right there. That is dedication.
Boston,
we greatly appreciate
Boston, D.C., Philadelphia we were at, and
we were.
New York.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm getting loopy.
Was it worth it?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't lie to the people.
You know, you would have brought the house down if you said no.
How great is this guy? He's polite.
Yes.
Because he doesn't mean that.
So as is the case for every We Hate Movies live show, we like to end it with a little bit of internet correspondence. Because the best, quickest way to get the most accurate and entertaining information is to go on the internet and find shit on the IMDb user review section. This is where the real opinions are at, people. First one, we got a couple here. First one comes from Star Ocean Boy. Seems like there should have been a 69 at the end of that username.
Well, no, you know what? That worked backwards. Star Ocean Boy 69 went first, and then they had to go, oh, well, I'll take this. All right, then I'll take the other one. Because usually it's the other way around.
The other one was 69 was taken, you said.
Yes, exactly. That's it. Backwards.
Okay, so here we go. Great movie. 10 out of 10 stars. Well, I thought the movie was absolutely fantastic. The story was not only perplexing, but captivating as well. I don't agree with the majority of shuns for this film, and the reason may be that I have not had the opportunity to see the original film. Yet 40 fucking years, man.
And also, I'm not Amish.
So I have nothing to compare it to. I was amazed at Nicolas Cage's portrayal of Edward Malice, and also the pagan people of Summer's Isle. The movie confused the hell out of me.
Always what you want when you go see a
man,
movie.
Man, I love being confused.
You know, I love, like, going to the movies, paying $20 to be confused.
The great movies always perplex you.
And I found myself trying to grasp and infer all the information I could because I was trying to understand exactly what this movie was about. I'm waiting for the part when we get to what justifies the 10 out of 10 stars. So far, it's pretty wishy-washy. I felt that I could not quite comprehend until it finally ended. And then I still didn't understand. The reason being was because I did not understand why the community created this elaborate plan to lure and deceive a man who knew nothing of them, that his ex-fiance would allow their daughter to set him afire, and why the townspeople sat there and watched a man burn to death.
Great
question. Dude, this guy wasn't listening.
No.
Ellen Burstyn laid it all out. Maybe he went to the bathroom.
Oh, Does he know what 10 out of 10 means? That means, like, the best.
It's like the Wicker Man. There will be blood.
Yeah, sure.
Essentially, this is what makes the movie a must-see for anyone, despite the reviews. It allows you to think for yourself. And in the end, what you thought is not what is reality.
You know, I never thought for myself before, but I just watched the Neil LaBute remake of The Wicker Man, and now I'm thinking for myself again.
Oh, is this like a red pill bullshit? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
this guy got unplugged from the hive, man. Yeah.
Shit, man, just squeezing one more in.
You get radicalized.
We're not done yet.
You get radicalized by YouTube videos. Now all of a sudden you like Neil LaBute's Wicker Man. Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
A couple short ones.
Sure, here. Please.
Ooh, yeah.
Martina Kerberg, 430876.
Martina Kerber?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Is exactly what I said.
Okay.
Subject line, Nicholas Rage. 10 out of 10 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Warning, spoilers. I enjoyed the part where he punched a bunch of people. Maybe the greatest thing ever put to the internet.
That's the end of it?
That's it. That's literally okay. It.
I love it when he pounds them.
I enjoyed the part where he punched a bunch of people, period. End of review.
Sure.
10 out of 10 stars.
Yeah, man.
The best movie.
The last one comes from Nicolas Cage himself.
Oh.
This was, he did an interview.
This is not on IMDb.
Not IMDb. Right? No. This was also pulled from the internet. Not the IMDb user review.
I'm going to fix that score.
Nicolas Cage, 69.
Trivia, I'm great.
This is him talking in some interview. They asked him about, like, you know, regrets. Clearly, you've had a few.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you regret doing The Wicker Man?
Yeah.
Basically, the idea. And he says, I would like to hook up with one of the great Japanese filmmakers, like the master that made Ringu. And I would like to take The Wicker Man to Japan.
Like the actual structure? Or the that's going to take a lot.
Well, the ashes would be easier. Right?
Yeah, yeah. You get an urn.
Except this time, he's a ghost. We are We Hate Movies from right here in New York City, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out. It has been a long 4 days.
Thank you.
You have been fucking awesome. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.